Okay, so this is a podcast, hopefully the first in a series of podcasts. We're going to look at assistive technology. My name's Rob Robinson. I'm an inclusive learning tutor at Meister College. And we just thought we'd have a bit of a discussion around assistive technologies and where we're going to go with that in terms of our staff and CPD. At the moment, the format for this podcast and how we're going to do this is unknown. Some of the ideas we've got are maybe to go down looking at specific solutions for particular users and particular students, to look at free and open source software, so FOSS, and then possibly maybe to look at it by disability, so looking at software that can help with dyslexia, software that can help with Asperger's and autism. I'm a little bit more hesitant to do it that way because for me assistive technology is not it's not about the disability. I think it's probably better off looking more down the free and open source software route, and how to make everyday IT more accessible, so things like Word and PowerPoint, and how we can use those in a more accessible way, then to maybe look at some more of the specialist solutions for particular impairments, and then to look at apps and tablets and things of that nature. The important thing really is to remember it's not about the kit, it's not about that software, it's about a cultural shift where we're thinking accessibly. So the way I look at it is IT with a purpose as opposed to IT for the sake of it. We're looking at really making a difference with the solutions that we're putting in place. And that leads us nicely into an introduction really to assistive technology and what assistive technology actually is. A little bit of history. First, in 1999, the Royal Commission called assistive technology an umbrella term that refers to any device or system that allows an individual to perform a task they otherwise would be unable to do so, or increases the safety or ease with which the task can be performed. So, what does that really mean? What does that tell us? When we start looking at some of the software or hardware and assistive technologies available, it's important to remember this fact. It's important to look at this, and are we allowing that individual the ability to perform the task? Are we making a task that was otherwise unperformable performable? Is it IT with a purpose? To go back to that point again, basically, are we using it for a purpose? Are we using it to make a difference, or are we just using it to sort of shoehorn IT in there? It is important to remember that not one solution fits all. Okay, so when you're looking at assistive technology, some technology that might be life changing to one learner will have absolutely no impact on another learner at all. And it's important to remember that when you're looking at assistive technology and you're looking at those solutions, that you tailor make that to that student. So, one bit of software, if we're talking mobility or a student in a wheelchair, they might want to switch on their wheelchair to be able to communicate using a switch. Now, it's important to look at mounting that switch. And there are some solutions that aren't sort of specialistly produced solutions, sort of off-the-shelf solutions that can do just as good a job as sort of quite specialist expensive bits of kit. So looking at the podcast and going forward, hopefully this series can focus heavily on free and open source software options where possible. And there are hundreds and thousands of free and open source variations out there, whereas you might pay thousands of pounds for a commercial package. A free and open source software could come in and do exactly the same, if not a better job. It's more cost effective for you as for an establishment. And then we're going to look at tablet technology, as that's moving quite quickly now. It's been seen firsthand that the cost effective nature of tablet technology against very expensive what we call one dimensional kit, so kit that is bought for one specific purpose. A tablet can come in, do that job, plus can be used for other purposes as well. We've all seen it where we've bought expensive pieces of kit for a particular student. That student has left, or for some reason has decided that they don't need that kit anymore, and then that kit just sort of gathers dust on a shelf. If you're looking at tablet technology, that can sort of serve many different purposes. So yeah, that's the idea behind the podcast and where it's going to go. Hopefully it'll be interesting. We're going to bring in some hopefully get some people to speak and do interviews with various JISC representatives, and hopefully get some feedback on various events that we attend as well on that. So yeah, hopefully be of interest.